Chapter 62, Slutsk in an Uproar. The 26 graduates of Rabar's yeshiva were snatched up at lightning speed by the rich and scholarly men of Slutsk, who were eager to have the young scholars marry their daughters. That meant that the Slutsk community now included 26 secret ambassadors for Rebaruch and his way of studying Torah, which was to study the parts of Torah, such as Gemara and Halacha, along with the Torah's mystical secrets. These young families created a noticeable change in Slutsk. Over time, the fierce hatred the community had held for the Nestarim and for those who studied Kabbalah began to lessen, although the general attitude in the Batei Medrash and the streets of Slutsk remained extremely unfriendly toward the Nestarim. Then one morning, something happened in Slutsk that caused an uproar throughout the entire community. A Jew arrived in town whose appearance and behavior were most impressive. It was not hard to see that he was a special person and a great scholar. He had an impressive beard and long payas, a high forehead, and powerful eyes. He looked like a tzaddik, and the residents of Slutsk treated him with great respect. He walked into the Beis Medrash and immediately began to discuss Torah topics with some of the scholars there. Within a few minutes, everyone in the Beis Medrash had gathered around their guest. Their wonder grew from minute to minute as they heard him discuss Gemara and the Rishayim. No one had any doubt now that the guest was indeed a great scholar. As was the custom when a distinguished guest came to Slutsk, he was given a private room in the community's guest house and was invited to give a drasha in the city's largest shul. All the Talmidei Chachamim and townspeople would be present to hear him. A steady stream of people began arriving at the guest house. Some had heard reports about his great Torah knowledge and wanted to catch a glimpse of this exceptional individual. Others wanted him to explain difficult sections of the Gemara they were studying. At the designated time for the drasha, the shul was completely filled. In fact, it was packed so tightly inside that the crowd spilled outside. Many were gathered outside the windows to listen. Reb Baruch from Vyazhin and his friend Reb Menashe were also there. Suddenly, the crowd fell silent. The distinguished guest quietly entered the shul and made his way up to the front. He stepped up on the bima, straightened his clothes, gazed calmly at the vast crowd, and began to speak. Reb Menashe could not believe what he was seeing. He squinted, desperately trying to see more clearly. It was true. He had made no mistake, and his face lit up in surprise. He could not hold himself back. Leaning towards Reb Baruch, he whispered excitedly, "Do you know who that is?" "No, who is it?" asked Reb Baruch, his curiosity growing. "That is Rav Adam, the Baal Shem of Rupshitz. He took over the leadership of the Nestarim since the passing of our Rebbe, Rav Yoel Baal Shem." Reb Baruch had heard the name before, but this was the first time Reb Baruch had actually seen Rav Adam in person. He was extremely impressed. The guest began his drasha, speaking in a heavy Galician accent. His voice was powerful and loud, and his speech was very clear, so that even the residents of Slutsk, who were only used to hearing Lithuanian accents, could understand him very well. He began with a brilliant question on the Gemara in Nigaim, and then branched off into a series of sharp questions from many other places in Gemara. He connected one topic with another so cleverly, sharing deep, original insights, and displaying expert knowledge of all Torah topics. Such an expert was hard to find. It was unlikely that the residents of Slutsk had ever heard anything like this before. At the end of the lengthy drasha, the entire community was curious to know the name of the great sage. They felt blessed that he had chosen to visit their city and deliver such an amazing drasha, but who was he? No one dared ask the honorable guest directly. They decided that he must be an extremely special individual, who had taken upon himself to wander from one city to the next as a form of personal gullus for spiritual reasons, as many of the great sages would do in those days. As Rav Adam descended from the bima, crowds of people approached in awe to shake his hand. The leaders of the community stood before him in deep respect and humility. They invited him to a grand seuda to be held in his honor the next day. To their surprise and disappointment, however, the guests politely refused their invitation. "Tomorrow is a fast day for me," he excused himself, "and therefore I cannot participate in the seuda." The guest's conduct only increased the sense of mystery that surrounded him. It led to a stream of whispered rumors as to who he might be. The next morning, the various rumors had been replaced by one single powerful rumor that spread quickly throughout Slutsk. The guest was in fact one of the Nestarim. He was a follower of the Baal Shem of Zamech. Nobody knew the source of this information, but within a short time, the entire city was in an uproar. They decided that the guest had committed a double sin. First, the fact that he belonged to the group of Nestarim and Mekubalim was itself a most serious sin in their eyes. And the fact that he had not informed them of this as soon as he had arrived, but had instead tricked them into crowding into the shul to hear his drasha, and thus caused them to praise him and give him honor, made his sin completely unforgivable. A great debate erupted among the residents of Slutsk. What should they do with their guests now? The Kanaim, who were not the type to allow such an embarrassing incident to pass, insisted that they had to teach this guest a lesson. The fact that he was a great Talmud Chacham, they argued, did not excuse his behavior. They wanted to publicly embarrass him, place him in Cherem, and then drive him out of their city in shame and disgrace. The calmer and more thoughtful residents had another point of view. They insisted that because everyone had witnessed the extreme greatness of the guest's Torah knowledge, they cannot shame him, although they agreed that he was mistaken to follow the path of the Nestarim. However, if they were to publicly embarrass him and drive him out of their city, it would be as if they were disgracing the Torah. There was yet a third opinion among the people of Slutsk. These residents insisted on a scholarly approach. There is a general rule in the Gemara, they explained, that when we are faced with two choices, one of which is certain while the second is uncertain, we must choose the option that is certain. In this case, they continued, it was absolutely certain that the mysterious guest was a giant in Torah knowledge, the likes of which they had never seen before. On the other hand, the rumor that he belonged to the group of Nestarim was not a certainty, because it had not been proven. Therefore, they argued, the guest must be treated respectfully as a great Talmud Chacham. And so, Slutsk was divided and bubbling like a heated pot. Everyone, everywhere, argued and debated until the community reached its boiling point.